It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
I do like this introduction. He goes to this opening, this inn, and he sees, or like a little restaurant, or what you want to call
it. Right, it feels like a tavern or an
inn. It's like a Star Wars Applebee's.
So I have to take this, and it'll buzz when the table for two is ready.
Wait, is this a bounty fob? No. This is just going to let you know your
it's
table.
It's a table fob. Okay.
It starts vibrating. Sense. He shoots it.
Now, I know that $5 apps ends in a half hour, but now that I have the buzzer, technically I'm here, right? So I get those prices. Is that a no? Oh, fuck. You know what? Fuck this.
I like this tavern thing just because it's just like welcome travelers. It feels like a fantasy novel, and he is a knight in shining armor.
Yeah. Sure. It also feels like a, you know,
of course,
an
yes,
old Samurai. Japanese movie from the 60s.
And he's absolutely about to go to the festival.
And he's like, that incredibly muscular woman doesn't belong here. And like they get into a big fight because he thinks that she's out to kill him, her. He thinks, you know, blah, 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 vice versa.
Yeah.
And this is the very amiable. The Baby Yoda gets a foam broth, by the way.
Yeah.
Foam?
Foam, yeah.
Really?
I thought it was bone broth.
I thought it was bone, too.
I think it's bone is what they're saying.
I kept hearing foam. Correct me.
I didn't see any foam when he's sipping it in that fucking meme.
Maybe because he sipped it so fast, that foam is so good.
Dude, butter. Or maybe he had like the foam of like a broth mustache.
Oh. Krill broth, krill salad. Krill scampi.
Krill. Ooh, krill scampi. Now we're talking.
Oh, man. You don't see the sign, but it's actually a Bubba Gump's krill company. That's what they're eating.
So then I meant the emperor again.
Krill Diablo.
I Boba love Fett ice cream. Oh. Boba Fett ice cream.
Take your helmet off, Boba Fett. There's some ice cream. You can't eat it with your helmet on. Come on, Boba. I love when, so Mando like exits this tavern and he's like looking for Gina Carano. We definitely get some Mando vision right here.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
like tracking her footsteps.
Right. I guess it's heat sensored yeah, or not, or abrasion. Cause later he does it in the forest and it does it to branches that the AT-ST knocked down. So I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know what he's looking at.
Fresh cuts, I guess.
Yeah. But it's pretty cool. Little Mando POV.
I dig it.
They become fast friends. Like she's an ex shock trooper. Apparently worked her way through Endor. She did.
Oh, that's right. Mentions that she was in the Battle of Endor, which is fucking pretty cool.
And taking down like the remnants of the Empire, like Imperial warlords and stuff. So.
And it's awesome though. Cause she's basically telling Mando like, and then the job got too boring because I was just like, security guards for politicians, so she like fucked off.
Yeah,
which is kind of great.
She's like retired.
You know, I'd rather be killing people, and I'm not killing people, so I quit.
Where's my shock troopers? Where are they?
Is that a relatively new term for Star Wars, or has that been around? Shock trooper.
I think a shock commando. I think the New Republic had in the stories there were New Republic commandos that were the exact same thing. They were just like ground forces, kind of like the Marines.
Sure.
So like a step up from all those dead meats in Hoth.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
I kind of feel like these troopers, like you should have, if whatever the name is, should have something to do with your weapon.
Yeah.
Like I heard shock troops. I'm like, like shock arrows from Breath of the Wild again?
No.
Is that happening?
No.
It's like
I want
shock
that.
And awe.
No.
I think it's more, well, I think they just needed to differentiate her from John Ratzenberger. They could not be part of the same military.
Hey, Kara, you want to go out on a date after we take down the Empire or what?
Man, am I tired of all these Star Wars.
This place has the best krill toast I've ever tasted.
The fight, we should say, with the two of them is fucking awesome. Between yes. Mando yes. And Kara here.
Now, this is raising a stink on the internet, I
you
see.
You don't
shocking.
Say.
Yeah. That's shocking. Why could that be?
How could a woman be? How could they be equal? Because Gina Carano could kick the living shit out of every fucking hairnet toilet bug.
Exactly.
It really ends at how could a woman be? That's really what it always ends.
If you like what you just heard and want to listen to the full episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies for all sorts of exclusive Patreon content. You get a unique RSS feed. You can put it to any podcatcher or podcast app of your choice.
Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.